Now, in the coming weeks, we're going to be looking at ways to stay healthy and active once you're over 50. I'm in that club with you. Now, this is thanks to our sponsors, Apia Health Insurance, designed specifically for over 50s. And you can call Apia for a chat on 13 50 50. Easy number to remember. So with that in mind today, we thought we'd take a look at the difference between walking and running. Now, what's actually better for you when you're working out? The humble walk or the mighty jog? Well, in our quest to find the answer, we were actually a bit surprised to learn that one study found people who expended the same amount of calories saw many of the same health benefits, regardless of whether they were walking or jogging. So is one better for you than the other, we ask? Exercise physiologist Dr. Bill Sukala knows the answer, and we've got him with us this afternoon on Health and Wellbeing. Thanks for your time, Bill.
Good afternoon.
All right, let's sort this out. What's better, walking or running? I always thought that you had more sort of physiological, adaptations taking place if you're moving faster and putting more weight through your bones and so on, but I defer to your expertise.
Okay, well, that would actually be correct. You would actually see a greater challenge on the body by doing higher intensities. But I think before I go on, I'd like to preface my comments by saying that a lot of people tend to look for these black and white answers. They want to know if running is better than walking, or walking is better than running. Is it better than jogging? Give me the yes, no, right, wrong answer. And the truth is, the answer is it depends. So we have to look at the individual first and their individual level of conditioning. So first off, if we have someone who is relatively unfit, maybe they've not exercised in 20 or 30 years, if they're going to take up exercise, then they're going to need to ease into it. In that case, walking does still have benefits. As they become more fit, they can graduate and work up to the higher intensities. So to answer the question, which is better, walking or running, we have to look at what's happening on the inside of the body. So it is true that when you're exercising at higher intensities, there is a greater challenge on the body. So there are challenges to the muscles, the heart, the lungs, all even down to the cellular chemistry of the muscle.
Yep.
So running does deliver a lot of bang for the buck. That is true. And we're seeing a lot of programs out there in gyms that are advertising these high-intensity interval training programs. Are they good? Absolutely, they're great. And there's a lot of scientific evidence that says they're great. But does that necessarily mean that they're great for everybody? Should we discount lower intensity activities such as walking? And the answer to that is no. Walking does, in fact, still have a lot of health benefits. And again, we really have to match up the correct exercise for an individual at their given level of exercise conditioning. So again, just to hammer that point home, if someone is very deconditioned, the best form of exercise for them is to ease them into it and have them gradually work up to the higher intensities so that they can both maximize the conditioning effect and also maximize the amount of energy they burn. And there are a lot of other benefits, one of the main ones, of course, being the appetite suppressant effect of exercise.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah, I'll let you carry on.
No, I was going to say, I was heartily agreeing. I mean, we all know that it has a definite effect on our metabolism, exercising, doesn't it? Often, though, it makes you a little bit hungrier. Once you've exercised, you're craving a bit more replenishment, aren't you?
Correct. And you do raise an interesting point there. Now, when people take up exercise, it is true that they will develop a larger appetite. And that makes perfect sense because the body's goal is to maintain what we call homeostasis. The body likes things nice and boring on the inside. It doesn't like a shake up to the system. So when we take up exercise, obviously there are a lot of positive health benefits to that exercise. But the body sees it as a challenge in such a way that when we're expending more energy, the body says, well, I guess I'd better put more fuel in the tank. So there can be a bit of a greater desire to eat more food. So it's a combination of, yes, you do need to eat more food, but when we look at it from a nutrient density perspective, that means, yes, we need to eat more food, but we need to make sure that food is coming from good quality sources, such as things like your fruits, vegetables, and your whole grains, your quinoa, your brown rice. All of those things provide good, sound nutrition without all the excess calories that might be attributed to foods that are packed with a lot of added sugar and a lot of added fat.
All righty. So I think this study specifically focused on people who'd expended the same amount of calories. So perhaps it was obviously quite a long walk versus not such a long run, but it's burnt the same amount of calories. And that was trying to decide which was better for you or if there were similar benefits, which there probably were. I guess running has its downside in that with that weight-bearing aspect of it, you can get more injuries like your sore knees, your shin splints, your rolled ankles, etc. Walking, perhaps a nicer, less impact, dangerous kind of activity, right?
Absolutely. Walking, comparatively speaking, comparing walking to a higher intensity activity, you're absolutely right. There would be an inherently greater risk to somebody injuring, say, their knee or, as you said, rolling an ankle. All those things are certainly greater risks, but again, you have to weigh out the risks versus benefits. So we do know that when we take up exercise, there's definitely going to be a greater risk, whether it's rolling an ankle or even on a more serious level, even things like heart attack and stroke. So those things can happen, but that's not a reason for us not to exercise. Every time you walk out of your house, you're at risk of getting hit by a car when you cross the street. But the point is, if you take proper precautions, and for somebody who's not exercised in 20 or 30 years, it wouldn't be a bad idea to go to their GP and get a basic health physical just to make sure that they are, in fact, healthy and fit enough to take up exercise. So it's really about risk minimization.
Yeah, gotcha. And what about, have you got another sort of favorite or other effective cardio workouts you'd perhaps even go to over running? Perhaps, you know, some of those low-impact striding machines in the gym, the elliptical runners, those sort of things?
Sure. Look, the best exercise in the world is the one that you enjoy and the one that you're going to stick with.
True.
So whether that's in the form of an elliptical trainer or a bicycle, it doesn't really matter. The most important thing is, again, finding the exercise that you enjoy and being able to stick with it over the long term.
Great stuff. Great advice. I appreciate your time, Dr. Bill.
Thank you.